Pass the Mic is a youth storytelling and News Corp program developed by KVNF in partnership with the North Fork Heart and Soul Project. As part of an effort to discover the values of its community members, kids interview residents of the North Fork Valley, and each young reporter is assigned to a beat reporting on a North Fork industry they are familiar with. Today, on Pot of Gold, we'll be hearing a portion of the interviews these young reporters conducted. We begin with Riven Badgett, one of our arts reporters. She's speaking with Paonia artist Maya Arthur, who is part of a new art cooperative in town.
How does the North Fork inspire your artwork?
This valley inspires me in many ways. First, I would have to say the cost of living here is cheaper than a lot of places that I lived in the world. Thinking of West Marin, where $900 gets you an 8x8 closet to live in. This place inspires the artist in me, and it inspires me to do art because it's affordable to live here. The inspiration for art comes with my every breath. When it comes to the artist co-op here, or opening up a space where people can come in and be creative, there's something that happens when you can be around somebody of a like mind. When I'm painting and somebody else is painting and somebody else is sculpting and someone's throwing or making a pot or a dish, there is this energy that's created in the room that everybody can feel. There are so many creative individuals like here in this valley. We all get to vibe off of each other. So it's really inspiring to be around so many artists in this community, and especially in this space.
Here, agriculture reporter Will Ela and Jeff Schwartz of Big Bees and Delicious Orchards discuss the challenges of farming fruit organically.
Can you understand why people choose not to farm organic?
Yeah, I think it's there's a lot of different factors that go into the answering that question, and I think the marketing piece and experience piece and Will, apples are very difficult to farm organically, and it's a very intensive process. And I think in some ways it makes sense to farm apples conventionally because of the worm, the coddling moth pressure that we do experience here in this little valley of ours. Apples might be a wiser product, a wiser crop to farm conventionally if you have that market and that opportunity.
Do you also feel that way about peaches and cherries and plums and other stuff like that?
I think that's a very good follow-up question, and I don't feel it's the same because I feel as though you can farm cherries, at least in our region. I think it's a very similar process, and I think the organic inputs are just as effective and efficient as conventional inputs, and peaches I feel are the same. I think it's wiser to farm those stone fruits organically because the return is much higher, the process is a little safer, and it's very doable.
Nice.
Here, Past the Mic's energy reporter, Allison Godwin, speaks with the president of the Oxbow Coal Mine, Jim Cooper, about plans to open a new coal mine on Oak Mesa.
This is Allison Godwin reporting KVNF. I'm interviewing Jim Cooper, who is the president of Oxbow Mining. What do you do when you close one mine and open another?
Well, we've got to do a lot of construction work and build a set of new facilities and railroad and places to load the coal. And then the guys have to be transferred and they have to be retrained in new conditions and everything. Mining is heavily regulated and we have a lot of plans that we have to put together for that.
Do you think the new mine will affect the town of Paonia?
I don't really. I mean, we're going to be further from Paonia than we are right now. We're going to be over west of Hotchkiss. And I think it'll be a positive effect that people around here still have jobs and can still do business with the local businesses in Paonia. It's not so far away that it'll cause anybody to move, so everybody will stay located just where they are.
Is Bill Koch fun to work with?
Mr. Koch is a very smart person. He has a doctor's degree from MIT. And I think in his circles and in the things he wants to do, he's probably fun. But as far as me working for him, I'm responsible. And I have a lot of things to be responsible for, and that's what he expects out of me.
Here, healthcare reporter Noah Silverstein talks with local doctor Heidi Marlin about being healthy.
What motivates you to be healthy?
You know, I feel better when I'm able to go out and exercise and the stress level goes down. I mean, it's natural endorphins are released, which is kind of gives the body a natural high. And so not only that, but I think also eating right. Certain foods definitely make you feel better, and other ones, eating a little bit of different things may not be harmful, but if you have too much of it, it may not make you feel good. So I don't think any of us are guaranteed how much time we'll have here, but it really is focusing on, you know, how can I make this the best quality of life that I can, and that's really what makes me want to be healthy and try to encourage my patients to be healthy.
Recreation reporter Leif Michelson talks to local cycling enthusiast and bike shop owner John Eckert.
This is Leif Michelson reporting from Pass the Mic, and I'm interviewing John the Bike Guy.
Right.
How do you think we could have more recreation here and make it work out?
Well, the locals have to be willing to share their trails. You know, our Chamber of Commerce, they should have road bike maps, mountain bike maps, access. I would just really encourage people to think about recreational tourism in the same way they do about agricultural tourism. I think that if the pie gets bigger, people's slices get bigger.
Do you think it would help business if there was more bike races or there's more festivals in town for bikes?
Yeah, you know, you have to have that culture in order for this community to be more of a bike-friendly environment. But we need sidewalks, we need bike lanes, we need to have some kind of infrastructure other than for the car around here.
This is arts reporter Katya Sweeterman speaking with local author Craig Childs.
Craig, do you ever incorporate the North Fork in your writing?
You know, sometimes. I try to leave my home kind of out of it because I'm writing about so many places around here. I don't write that much about home. It's kind of the safe place. I guess the way that North Fork is incorporated in my writing is that I end up doing a lot of my writing here. So it's written, you know, at different places around town and, you know, different towns around here. So the writing is here, but I don't write so much about this place.
When were you really set off on the track of writing?
Well, I think I always wrote. I think that it was just something that I did. It wasn't a moment. I didn't suddenly say, oh, I want to be a writer. I think I just always just wanted to be a writer from the beginning. When I first started, you know, putting a pen on a piece of paper, I just thought, oh, this is great. You can write down ideas. And then it just, you know, changed over time. So it's just something that evolved.
Here is agriculture reporter Isaac Van Horn speaking with longtime resident and local rancher Norm Smith.
How do you think we could unite the community and overall the valley more into one larger community?
You know, that's a really difficult question. I'm not sure that we can ever unite the community. I think it's so diverse that each part of the community is going to have their aspect of what it should be. I think what we can do is all come to a consensus of what we want in the valley. Do we want more growth? Do we want less growth? Do we want mining? Do we want agriculture? Do we want small business? And then once each group decides what they want, I don't think the groups know what they want, then we can come together. I think we're just starting this process, and nobody knows where we're going to end up. And without having an end point, it's hard to get to it. So we kind of have to look at each other and talk this thing through. I think we are reunited already. I think we're united with our kids. I don't care what group you are, we're all for kids. I think we're united in the valley, how wonderful it is to live here. We have some problems that we're not united in, but basically we're all here for a reason, and it's probably the same reason. We like where we live, we want our kids to grow up and be safe and healthy. So what else can there be?
Thank you.
You've been listening to North Fork Heart and Souls, Pass the Mic. Stay tuned to hear these interviews in their entirety on Pot of Gold and Local Motion over the next few months on KVNF. And check out their videos and multimedia reports online at kvnf.org and northforkheartsoul.com.